Let's see here. The linens are clean, folded, and put away. Kitchen floor is swept and mopped. Countertops wiped clean. Carpet rugs all vacuumed. Bathrooms are spotless. I think that finishes just about everything on the list for today. Except the messy office. I know, my boss told me never go in there. It seems so wrong to leave one room in the whole house uncleaned. Like, I haven't really finished my job. And plus, he's already left for the day. Surely, he wouldn't mind if I tidied up just a little. Just this once. I think I'll start with these dusty bookshelves. Yeah, they could use a little attention. Oh, this is gonna look so much better. I definitely needed this. He certainly has a diverse library, doesn't he? What are all these? Vanilla to Kinky, The Beginner's Guide to BDSM and Kinks. Pain and Pleasure. How to Satisfy Your Master. Better Bondage for Every Body, an illustrated guide to BDSM. The Advanced Dom's Guide to Submissive Training. 69 must-know tips to make you the dom that no sub can resist. What kind of weird, sick things are you into, sir? Since I'm already in here all alone, I guess it wouldn't hurt anything if I just take a quick little peek at one and see what it's like for myself. Which one to choose? How about this one? What the? Did the bookshelf just move? Oh, I swear it did. Yeah, there's a gap here now that wasn't there a second ago. I wonder what would happen if I gave it just a little nudge. What the hell? Was that a hidden door? Leading to a dimly lit secret hallway? Well now, where might this go? Oh, hello there, sir. No, it's okay, you just startled me a little, that's all. I thought you had gone for the afternoon. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to intrude. I didn't know you were still home. What am I doing here? No, I realize I'm not supposed to go into your office. Please don't be mad, sir. I really like working for you, and I need this job. It's the only room in the house I never get a chance to clean, and it looks so dusty in here. I just wanted to do a good job for you, sir. I wasn't snooping. I swear, it was an accident. Yes, sir. You're right. It couldn't have been entirely by accident. I was dusting your shelves, and I noticed some of the books you had there. Let's just say they intrigued me, and I decided to look at one really quickly. I guess I picked the wrong one, and the door just appeared. Where does this hallway go, anyway? Why is it hidden behind a bookcase? You'll tell me if I answer one question for you. Okay, sure, go ahead. Why would any of these books interest a sweet, innocent girl like me? No reason, just pure academic curiosity. Honestly, the real reason. I'm sure you don't want all the sordid details. You insist. I see. This is so embarrassing. The truth is, my ex and I were never really adventurous. In the bedroom. You want me to elaborate? Okay. I can't believe I'm telling you all of this. He was happy. to keep things pretty basic most of the time. We only ever really did it in missionary. I was able to talk him into letting me try riding him once, though. That was kind of fun for a change. For me, for him, not so much. Anyway, our relationship never really progressed, and we decided to break it off. Now looking back, I think about what might have happened if we had experimented a little more. And I was hoping to maybe get a few sexy ideas from those books I could try out in the future. There. Happy? I answered your question. Now answer mine, please, sir. Where does this lead? What is this place? A secret BDSM dungeon? In your house? Oh, hold on. This is a lot to process. I mean, yeah, I guess that does make sense, given the collection of books you have on display in your office. But still, this is crazy. Nothing, it's just that I would have never expected a well-respected man like yourself to have his own sex dungeon, especially my own boss. Now I know why you didn't want me going in there. Huh? What? Sorry. I was just struggling to picture you being all dominant and controlling. It seems so out of character for you. You always seem so relaxed and reserved. Plus, you've always been so gentle and kind to me. You would have been the last person I thought enjoyed wild bondage sex. But I guess what they say is true. It's the quiet ones you have to watch out for. No, sir, you're right. Your private life is nobody else's business. No judgment here. Teach their own. You don't have to worry. Your secret is safe with me, sir. I won't tell a soul. But I have to know. What exactly does a BDSM dungeon look like? What all is in there? Yes, sir. I really want to know. It'd be simpler if you show me. Yeah, I guess you're right. I can learn better in person than I can from looking at a book. Okay, I'll follow you then. Why'd you stop? You'll take me on a tour on one condition? All the women you allow to enter are required to wear a collar and leash? Oh, wait. There's actually some just there, hanging on a hook by the door. You're serious, aren't you, sir? You don't joke about the dungeon. Alright then. I mean, I do want to see it. If I agree, it's not gonna hurt or anything, right? Well, okay then, sure. Why not? I've got to see this place. Seems like a relatively small price to pay. We need a safe word, just in case. A safe word? No, sir, I can't say I'm familiar with that. In a dungeon, no doesn't really mean no, and stop doesn't really mean stop. A unique word or phrase. Right. If things get too far past my boundaries. You think I'll need one just for the tour? Just to be safe? You never assume anyone else's limits? Dear God, what have I gotten myself into? Okay, so what is this word? Oh. I get to choose it. Gotcha. In that case, let's go with vacuum. Is that everything? Can we go in now? I can't keep my curiosity in check any longer. Hey, easy on the leash. You don't have to tug quite that hard. I'm right behind you. No, it's okay. I understand. You're not used to someone so new to all this. Old habits and all. Just be gentle, okay? Wow, this is really huge. How are you hiding all this space in your house? You painted all the walls and everything black? Solid choice for a dungeon motif. It's very dark in here, so the mood candles are a nice touch. They serve other purposes too. Oh, yeah. I think I have heard some of that. Hot wax and stuff. Kinky. Well, you've definitely created quite the ambiance for yourself here. It's honestly pretty remarkable. Anyway, lead on, sir. What's that red light blinking in the darkness? Oh, you have cameras set up too? You use the footage to train your subs how to better serve you. Okay, gotcha. What else do you have in here? Oh, is that an entire wall filled with ropes and restraints? It's a rather impressive display. But I can't help but notice you don't have any pink fuzzy handcuffs up there. That's a shame. I think those would be more my speed. And an entire rack full of assorted paddles, crops, and whips. That's not intimidating at all. Not even to the good stuff yet. By all means, then, show me. I want to see everything. Oh, nice. A sex swing. That could be fun and exciting. What in the world is that next to it? A motorized fucking machine? No, thank you. That looks like a bit too much for me. I think I'd like to keep all my parts intact for now. Are those wooden stocks? You take this whole dungeon theme very seriously, don't you? What's this big X thing in the corner? A St. Andrew's cross? What's that for? Oh, standing bondage. That is a menacing looking cage over there. Oh, it's a kennel where you keep your disobedient little puppy bitches. Now that you mention it, I do see the water wool in there. Okay, wow. And this wicked looking thing, what's that? I'm so sorry, sir. I don't think I possibly could have heard you correctly. A what? What did you just say? A rape stand. How exactly does that work? The slave is bent over the central bar, bound at both the ankles and wrists, legs forced wide apart, with everything on display for easy access. Immobilized and powerless against the master's desires. And there are girls out there that enjoy this kind of thing? They actually like all this depraved kinky stuff? I just can't imagine what goes through their mind as they're being strapped to one of these devices. I wonder what they're thinking in that situation. Hey, do you think it would be... No, sir. It's nothing. Forget I said anything. Well, listen, I know this is gonna sound a little crazy, but would it be okay if I tried it out? Only for a second. Just so I can know what it's like. Why? Well, because my sex life has been so bland this far. I'm just curious what else is out there. I want to experience something for once, to broaden my sexual horizons a little, so to speak. If you'll let me. And what better way to get my feet wet than to jump straight into the deep end? Thank you, sir. I appreciate you being willing to show me. So what? I stand here close to it like this. Then you lock my feet in. Now what? I just lean over this part and you can clasp my hands on either side? Wow. Those girls really wouldn't be able to move at all, would they? It's such a vulnerable position, isn't it? I feel so exposed and helpless. No, I'm okay. Thank you, sir. If I'm being totally honest, well, it is kind of scary. It's a little thrilling, also. So, what normally happens first in a situation like this? How do things typically start from here? Usually some light spanking? Doesn't sound too bad. Since I'm already in position here, can we try it? Just once, not very hard. Yes, sir, I'm sure. Just for curiosity's sake. And to say I've tried another new experience. I've never had anyone spank me before. You can tell I'm a what? Pain princess? What do you mean by that, sir? You think I get off to a little bit of pain? Hang on. I don't know about that now. I don't enjoy pain. Why would you assume that about me? A good master is always observant of the way his submissives respond. And you saw the way I reacted to your spank? I'm not sure I know what you're talking about. My eyes rolled back, shiver went up my spine, my skin's covered in goosebumps. And if I let you check, you bet my panties will be wet too. I am certain that's not the case, sir. I'm really not that into these kinds of things. All this has been purely informational. You'll triple my cleaning fee this week if you're wrong. I could really use the extra money. Okay. And if you're right, not that you will be. What happens then? You get to be my master for the rest of the afternoon? I have to do anything you tell me? Why are you smirking at me like that? You seem so sure of yourself. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, it's okay. Pull down my leggings. Check. Let me prove you wrong. Hey, why'd you do that? Masters do as they please. But you're not the master yet. You didn't even check my panties. How could you have possibly known that I was wet? Really? I am. It was beginning to show through my leggings already. Fuck. I guess I was more turned on than I thought. Maybe I could get into some of this kinky shit after all. Anyway, a deal's a deal. Even if you didn't play completely fair. I guess I'm all yours. Yes, sir. I mean it. Really. I keep my promises. I'll be your secret sex slave for today. Show me what to do. Teach me how to be a good sub. Give me the real dungeon experience. Okay, I can only call you master from now on. I can do that. So what comes next, master? I need to get accustomed to the sting of leather on my bare skin. Leather paddle? We're already moving right past the light spanking phase, aren't we? Ask for it again? Spank me again. You want me to thank you? If I follow your instructions like a good girl, I'll get rewarded. Thank you. Say please this time. Please spank me. Thank you, master. May I please have another? Thank you, master. Please keep smacking my cute round butt. Thank you, master. Teach me how to be your good girl, please. Thank you so much, master. I promise I'll learn to like it for you if you please keep going. Oh shit! Thank you, master. Please turn my ass red. Thank you! Oh, thank you, master. Fuck harder. Please! Yes! Oh, make my ass sting, master. Yes, master. Oh, thank you for making me your little pain slut. Fucking thank you. Please give it to me. I don't even care if it'll hurt to sit down tomorrow. Please, master. Please, this ass belongs to you. Why'd you stop? I was really getting into it. You had to break me first, and I finally submitted to you completely. Was I a good girl for you? I learned what you wanted me to do. I gave myself to you. Was I good enough to earn my reward? Oh, thank you, master. What kind of rewards are there in a dungeon, anyway? Pain and pleasure are a balance. Since you hurt my ass, you'll make my pussy feel good? A vibrator? Yeah, okay. That might feel nice. I didn't even notice your whole big chest of toys. You are prepared for anything, aren't you? You don't want me to orgasm yet? You want me to be a good girl and edge for you? I have to tell you when I'm close to coming. If I get too close, you'll cane me? Yes, sir, I understand. I won't come till you say I can. You're right. Master, I'm sorry. I meant to say master. I promise I'll only come when you let me, master. Why do you have that look on your face? What aren't you telling me? What the fuck is that? No. I have a vibrator at home. That's not a vibrator. That's some kind of freaking power tool. Oh, that thing is insane! Oh, that isn't fair. This isn't fair. It's too powerful. Fuck. Fuck. It feels amazing. Oh. Fuck. Oh. My glute is tingling so much it's almost numb. Oh, the way I'm trapped. I can't even squirm out of the way. Oh, I don't know how long I'll be able to last. I might be getting close. I don't want to come yet. I want to edge for you just like you asked. I'm not gonna come. I'm not gonna come. I'm not gonna come. I'm not. I'm about to come. Yes, Master, mark me. Mark my ass. Leave me with a physical reminder of what I am now. I'm your willing, obedient little slave. Oh, that was close. I almost lost it there for a second. Thank you for bringing me back from the brink. That's nice. Keep gently rubbing my tender ass to take some of the pain away. Shit, no, please, not again. I don't think I can handle it again, Master. No, stop, please, don't. What are you, fuck, what are you doing to me? Fuck, I can't take it anymore. Oh, please, if you don't stop right now, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm trying so hard not to, Master. I don't think I'll be able to control myself this time. Why are you torturing me like this? I can always use the safe word if I need to. But I really don't want you to stop. I wanna come. You really won't be upset, will you? If I come just a little bit. I need it so bad. Please, Master, please let me come. Oh, I've been good. I did what you asked. I held back for so long. Not yet. But Master, please. I can't wait any longer. I can't stop. I'm gonna fucking... Oh, I'm gonna go. Shit. Master, I'm so sorry. I know you didn't say I could come yet. I just couldn't control myself any longer. I know I should have stopped, but I disobeyed your orders and I came anyway. I'm sorry, Master. It was an accident. I didn't mean to. You have no choice but to discipline me now. More spanking? Or caning? No, I liked it too much. I hope you don't mean the cage, not that. Master, please. I'm not ready for that. Okay. Then, what else are you gonna do to me? You're gonna punish my naughty, defiant little pussy with your cock? Of course. Master's always right. I'm your slave today. This is your pussy to use as you see fit. It was a bad, greedy pussy, wasn't it? Disobedient. Pull my sopping wet panties out of the way and teach it a lesson. Teach this insubordinate pussy some discipline while it's trapped, helpless to resist you. Give it to me. Shove that hard dick deep in my dripping pussy. Don't just keep teasing me by rubbing your tip along my lips, Master. Please. I need it inside me. You want me to beg for it some more? Yeah? Please, Master. Please give it to me. I need it. Please, please, please impale my wet captive pussy with your hard cock, master. Please, please, I'm begging you. I need it. I swear I'll be your good girl. Only if I promise not to come again. I promise. Anything. Just stretch my tight little pussy around your dick, please. Oh, thank you, master. Thank you for filling me up with your cock. Being restrained and bent over like this lets you get it so fucking deep. I've never had a cock reach quite so deep inside me before. It's so fucking full. Please, master. Please use my helpless, confined body. Use it for your pleasure. Turn your innocent little maid into a submissive slave. Fuck me. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, that's it. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Use that perfect cock to teach your slave's pussy how to behave. Fuck me, master. Harder. That's it, that's it. Yank my hair as you keep pounding my little pussy. Fuck. Well, you're a good sex slave, soaking cunt. Oh, fuck. You're fucking me so good. You might make me come again. Oh. I won't. At least we'll try not to just yet. Damn it, you feel so good. Fuck. Yes, master. Punish me with your hard cock. Give it to me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck, master, please. I know, I promise, I know. I'm not gonna be able to hold it in anymore. Oh, I'm about to come all over your dick. You're gonna make me come on that fat fucking cock. My pussy, fill me up. I don't deserve your cum in my pussy. Only good girls get rewarded with cream pies. I haven't been a good girl. Please, master, I tried. I tried so hard. I tried to be a good girl for you. I just felt too good. I couldn't help myself. Since you can't trust my naughty pussy to obey anymore, you'll have to finish in my mouth instead. Yes, master, yes. Fuck. All my holes are yours. God, fuck, you're right. My head is right at the level of your... I've given a few blowjobs before, but holy fuck, I've never had anyone just fuck my mouth up before. Yes, feed me that delicious dick, master. Yes, fuck my face. Show me how to use my throat for you, master. Choke me with your cock. Face fuck your little sex slave. Use my mouth for your pleasure. Come for me, master. Give it to me. Give it to me. That's it. Glaze my pretty face with your sticky load. Well, that's new. I've never had anyone finish on my face before, much less drench me entirely. I can't even open one of my eyes. You plastered it shut with your cum. Since it's my first facial, we should make sure it's well documented. Smile for the cameras? Shit. I forgot those were still there. Fuck it. At this point, after everything else that's already recorded on there, I guess it didn't really matter. Jeez. Fuck. That was so hot. Now I can see why all this can be so appealing. The feeling of giving up control, being tied up, exhausted, used, helpless. You come dripping off me. It's honestly kind of exhilarating. Plus, I don't think I've ever had any orgasms like that. Do you think you can let me out now, Master? My back is getting a little stiff. Oh, now that our arrangement is over, we're back to just sir now? Okay. Thanks. Hey, do you think you could send me a copy of my footage? You know, so I can get better for you? For next time? Plus, I think it's fucking hot. I might use it for some other purposes also, you know what I mean? Thank you for showing me the ropes. And all the rest, too. So, are we still on for our regularly scheduled appointment next week, Master? I may have to come over an extra day, though, since there's a whole new extra room for me to clean now. Plus, there's still so much more for you to teach me, so I can be the best little secret sex slave for you.